Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen. Melanie Cole's Health Radio is on now.
Well, if you're like me, getting your kids back into that school time routine is a thing, and you kind of start a little bit early and get them thinking about it. But then there's also us, working parents, moms and dads, that have to then all of a sudden start realizing we have to get those lunches ready in the morning. We have to, if we want our kids to have a healthy breakfast, we have to help them with that. There are things that now we have to get into to get back into that routine. My guest is Diane Lang. She's a positive living expert, a life coach, and a psychotherapist. Welcome to the show, Diane. So getting us back in as well as getting our kids, what are some tips that you like to give parents to get that school year off on the right foot?
Well, there's a lot of things we can do to get ourselves off on the right foot, especially if you're a working mom and there's not somebody else home in the morning. It could be really crazy in the morning because you have to get yourself ready, as well as the kids. So we both want to have a healthy breakfast. Everybody in the family, mom, dad, and the parents, and the kids. So you really want to think about being that it's so really crazy in the morning that we want to do things that are simple and easy that even the kids can do if we're too busy. So simple things like a healthy cereal, one with high fiber and low sugar. So, you know, like Cheerios with blueberries or strawberries on top. You could even leave the cereal box with the bowl and the spoon out the night before so they can get ready. Something simple like any kind of multigrain or whole wheat bread that you could toast. You could put any kind of peanut butter or nut butter, almond butter on it. You can even add an apple or banana on top of it, or just give them an apple and banana with peanut butter. They even have little packs that they could just open up right there and dip in that are really great. You can make a fruit salad on Sunday evening and have them eat it all week with some yogurt on the side, or even mix the fruit in. Those are the great things you want to think about. How can we make this quick, easy, but yet everybody leaves having this healthy cereal, which gives us energy and fuel to make it through the whole day and at least to lunch?
Absolutely. Now, I taught my daughter how to make a smoothie, and my 15-year-old, he's prince of the house. So she makes his breakfast when I have to run out early, and she makes smoothies with yogurt and chia seeds and fresh fruit. And I mean, there's just this amazing breakfasts and lays out fruit. So we're all kind of working together, except my son. Now, what about those lunches? Because that's where we race around a little. I try and do some stuff the night before, but boy, it sure does get busy getting them to get their lunches, get their books, do all these things.
Again, you want to prepare as much as you can the night before. But like you said, it's very busy for me. I just put the lunchbox out, I put the napkin, the fork, or whatever else she's going to need in it with my daughter. But then I make sure that there's things easy in the refrigerator that she can grab. So I cut up fruit and vegetables on a Sunday, and I put them in plastic bags so you could just grab them out as snacks or a box of raisins. I leave a variety of yogurts or mini cottage cheeses that, again, are there so they could just grab out. So this way things are just easy to grab and they can take their, you know, their lunch, whatever it is they're going to be. Again, those peanut butters or almond butters that come in the small packs, that's another great way. And you could have crackers prepackaged, or again, if they like dipping in their fruits or apples or even with caramel, the same type of thing. And some other easy ways is taking cold cuts and having them rolled up with a toothpick in it. And again, leaving them out for the week in tin foil so they could just put them in their bags as easy as possible. So this way they can run out the door. The same with breakfast, but again, we want to make sure that it's healthy because they really need those energy levels up to study, to focus, to pay attention, and making sure they have enough fluids during the day. So if you're going to give them a fruit juice or, you know, anything like that, which is not a bad idea, but make sure they even have a water with them. So this way they can hydrate all day as well.
Yeah, I love the water bottles. We get a new one each season. I try to get the glass ones because it's just so much better, but they're so heavy that kids don't want to carry those plastic covered glass ones around so much. But now one that I think is so important, Diane, in the summer, parents, if we're working, we still have to get our sleep. We still have to go to bed at our normal time because we are working. It's not the summer for us. But back when the school year starts, that's when we have to start forcing these kids, and I'm the sleep police in my house, getting them back to sleep on a normal routine. No more 10 and 11 o'clocks. It's school time again. So what is the importance of getting your kids on that sleep routine?
Well, you really want to. It's so important, like you said. We need at least 8 to 10 hours, especially our teenagers. And the normal is 5 to 6 hours. And just so you know, when we get 6 hours or less, by the third night of 6 hours or less of sleep, it's like not sleeping for 24 hours cognitively. So our attention span, our focus, our concentration, our moods, our memory, everything is completely off. So a few weeks beforehand, and the key is knowing your child. So if they need longer, you could even start at 3 or 4 weeks. If you know that they can get back in the routine quicker or they don't go to bed that late to begin with, a week or two. But know your child, and you want to get them back on that routine. And one of the ways to do it is to make sure all technology is outside of the room. I make my daughter put all her technology, plug it in the kitchen, because if it goes off, if it beeps, if she sees the light, that will keep them up. And you want them to get off of technology, their iPads, their cell phones, their laptops, at least an hour before sleep, because, again, that keeps them up. So you want to start a routine as maybe a bath or a shower and then reading. So this way they get tired, but not with their technology. And you want to keep them on the same time every night and waking up the same time every morning. And, again, start that a week or two, if not longer, before school. So this way they don't feel that first week that they're so blah and so fatigued. So if you started a few weeks earlier, they won't have this problem. And also, again, that nutritious breakfast after sleep is a must. So if we could do both, if we could start them back on a sleep pattern and then make sure they're having a nutritious breakfast, they're really going to be doing great for school.
I actually like the routine part, and also dinner times, Diane, because in the summertime, oh, I'm going out with friends, or I'm going uptown, or I'm something 4 o'clock, you know. Oh, well, I made this dinner. Well, okay, sorry, I'll have some tomorrow. In the summertime, that's what happens. But in the school year, not going out during the school week, so I have to have those dinners and things ready and get the kids involved in doing their homework and really more family time being in the front room. So speak about that routine and the importance for everyone, parents and kids alike, to have that routine after school of things that they know they're going to have to do every single day.
It is. It's great to keep a routine. Really, we all thrive when we have routines and schedules, even as adults. So you want to set up. So, you know, a lot of parents, for instance, when the child comes home from school, whatever time it is, between, you know, 2:30 and 4, that they sit down, whether it's in their room. For a lot of parents, it's in the kitchen because you can see what they're doing. You're also there easily to answer any questions while you're cooking dinner. But you really want to make sure that they have a set routine, that they do their homework at a specific time. If they have sports, it might be they come home, eat dinner, and then afterwards. So you really want to have a specific time for homework. And the other thing is, like you said, is dinner is one of the most important times. Because what happens is a time that we can all sit around the table and have conversation and have that face-to-face interaction that we really need. And it's important that everybody talks at the table, that everybody asks, how was your day, what's going on, and everybody participates. It's not just a Q&A for the kids. And you want to ask as many questions as you can that are open-ended, not with a yes or no, because then kids, especially if they had teens, will go, yeah, okay, no. And they really won't get involved. So you want to ask questions that dive in a little more. So tell me what actually happened today at gym. Oh, you sat with your friend Michelle at lunch? What else did you guys discuss? So you're really involved. And also tell them how your day was. We have parents that will have kids sit around the table, and they'll even ask, you know, each person to say what one good thing that happened today. And everybody gets to discuss it. So you really want to have that dinner time. Of course, what we eat is very important, but it's even more important to have that quality time. So really make sure you have that dinner time, that homework time, and again, a bedtime routine is really those things.
Really so important. And that's great information. Have those dinner times, the bedtime routine, the homework schedule, the lunches pre-prepared, the breakfast set out so that everybody gets a good, healthy start to the day. This is Melanie Cole. We'll be right back. Stay tuned and stay well.